A good night of Shabbos. This week's parasha, Parshas Noach, we find Noach, who is really one of the personalities in Tanakh that are difficult to understand, in that he was not on the level of the Avos, but yet clearly he played a pivotal role in the creation of the society, creation of people as we know it, in both the positive as well as later on the parasha in the negative. At the beginning of the parasha, we see Noach is the only person who is willing to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk tells us, Es Elokim Hishalech Noach. Noach walked in the ways of Hashem. The Sefarna explains that in what way did he walk in the ways of Hashem, that he emulated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? What did he do? Noach took a serious concern about other people's ruchnias. When Noach was told that everyone was bad, he could have chosen to just close up shop and stay completely as a hermit so that he wouldn't be affected by the people around him. But rather, he opened himself up that other people should see and perhaps learn from him. The Rambam tells us that there are many different levels of tzedakah. The highest level of tzedakah that a person can do is to give someone a job or to teach him a profession that he should have the ability to help people throughout. Why? Because in this way, you're not only helping him today, but you're helping him for the rest of his life and for future generations. The point being, if you give someone food for today, that helps him today. If you give someone the ability to create food, to become a farmer, to get a job, you not only take care of his food for today, but for himself for now and even for future generations. Noach understood that in the areas of ruchnius, in the areas of helping someone, if you help a person and make them whole and give them the proper path, not only are you helping them for today, but you're helping them for all future generations, that them, their children, grandchildren, etc., will all be on the proper path. This is, of course, very poignant for those who are involved in helping other people, in creating wholeness for others, that when they realize that not only what they're doing is helping someone on the day that they're helping them, but you're helping them for generations and for their entire future. How much more so then should we be working to put our efforts in to helping someone when we realize it's something that has nitzchius, that has a future? However, later on in the parsha, there's seemingly something that doesn't make sense to us, that Noach, after his lofty level, after his being the only one who is zeichah to be saved from the entire world, goes ahead and plants a vineyard right after the teva, right after the mabel, and gets drunk. It just seems to be a lowly thing. He changes from ish tzaddik, Noach ish tzaddik, to Noach ish adama, person of the earth. What happened? What was Noach's cheshbon? Clearly, it's not on a simple level that he just, you know, had a downturn. The Torah must be teaching us something. Divrei Kabbalah explain that Noach's entire cheshbon was as follows. Noach saw that when the world was created, Adam and Chava, without the Eitz Hadas, they were able to remain on a very high level. With the Eitz Hadas, however, the entire society ended up corrupt. With the knowledge and with the ability, before the Eitz Hadas, they lived completely on a ruchniistical level, completely on a spiritual level. After the Eitz Hadas, though, they realize that there are earthly pleasures. They realize that there are taivas. They realize that there are things that people can get a physical pleasure from, and therefore, that eventually brought them down. Noach thought that if we can't keep the Eitz Hadas, if we can't keep our lives on a holy level with the knowledge that there are taivas, that there are desires out there, then perhaps after the entire world was destroyed and was restarting, maybe it should start with an emphasis on intoxication, with an emphasis on grapes, on wine, that would completely dull our senses, that would make it that we wouldn't have the taiva, that would make it that we would live our lives in a state of less feeling, of less emotion. However, that was a mistake, because our goal is not to dull our senses, our goal is not to dull our taivas or our desires, but rather to subjugate them and to make them, to bring them to a level of kedusha. Sure, it's an easy life to live, that either that we're completely dull and we don't have a feeling for our feelings are only for Kedusha and we don't have any taivas. However, that's not the world that we live in. That was Taka Adam and Chava before the Chait, but that's not the world we have now. The world we have now gives us the opportunity to elevate ourselves. However, that elevation comes through living in the world around us. We can't remove ourselves from the world, but rather we have to take with our feelings, with our emotions, with our desires, and all that goes along with it, and strive to bring that for Ruchnius. For a person to feel that he just won't feel, he won't have the emotion, that's a cop-out. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, and that's what he was telling Noach. Your cheshbon of being drunk, your cheshbon of putting yourself kind of in a state of not feeling, that's not the correct way to live. We're going to feel, we're going to have taivas, we're going to have yetzaharas. Our goal is to fight that fight and to move further. And that was the message that Noach, the lesson rather, that Noach had learned, and a message for all of us, that our life, we don't live like, in other religions, where those who are most righteous completely remove themselves from Olam Hazeh. They don't get married, they live, the monks that live far away from everybody. No, that's not what our life is. Our life is, we live in our world, we live with all the pleasures, we live with everything that's around us, but our life has to become to take all that we have and to realize that we can use it in a kosher way and use it in a way that will enhance rather than take away from our ruchnius. Wishing everyone a truly great Shabbos.